whenever somebody is that much overweight, if you have a problem, there's nothing medical science can do for you. In fact, there was a good friend of mine, his wife, when they got married, weighed 106 pounds. They had about three children, I believe it was. Cheryl and I went to her funeral here a while back. They had done surgery on her and cut, I believe it was 67, I forget, I think they had cut 67 pounds of fat off of her stomach alone. And it never healed. And she finally lay there in the hospital for a year and then died. Her flesh consumed her. Isn't it a shame what we do? So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that there is a God and that He rewards those who sincerely or diligently seek Him. Now then, you ask a lot of people today, do you believe there's a God? And they'll tell you, no, I don't believe there's a God. Or maybe there's a God somewhere, but you know, He's not personal. You know, you hear all kinds of stories, don't you? Well, let me tell you, there is a personal God, you know, and He is alive and well, and He is running things. Now then, from this faith, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1, start with verse 1, and let's see a little bit about what it says about faith. Here He says we got to have it. We can't please God without it. So without faith, can you get healed? No. You cannot. You have to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and He's no respecter of persons. You know, now some people come to me and use my faith to get them healed, but they had enough faith to come here in the first place. And so God will take that little bit of faith and my faith, and He'll teach you things, and then He'll expect you to get out there and do something to maintain your healing and obey what I'm teaching. And if you do, then He will honor that faith, and if you'll get in His Word, and you can stay healed. Praise the Lord. You girls, come on in if y'all want. We got chairs all over the place. Y'all come on in. Now it says, this letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have. Faith given to us by Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, who makes us right with God. Now, we in the church are supposed to have this precious faith. Boy, is it precious to have faith. Because if you have faith and doubt not, nothing is impossible with you. Isn't that awesome? Nothing. We have no limitations of what we can do. Nothing. I thought, wow. I was really having to test my faith the last week. I mean, a young man helped me tear down one of my big dump trucks, and it's a great big 855 cubic inch diesel engine, Cummins engine. And of course, he said, Thurman, I don't know how we're going to get that head back on. We got to get up on top of there, and I don't know, we're going to have a hoist or something. I said, no. I said, you young boys get out of the way and let a man take care of this. So by faith, I crawled up on that truck with that big old heavy head and put it back on there. And then last night when I was out there putting a third member in the rear end, I'm telling you, if you have never changed a third member in a great big 11-ton truck, you haven't lived. I was talking to Cheryl and Pat, and they said, well, how are you going to change that big old heavy thing? I said, well, I may have to come get my helpers, you, Cheryl, and Pat. And then I thought, no, I guess I better let the girls. They would be a bigger hindrance than they would help. Everything on that thing is heavy. And so I got that great big third member up in there. And of course, I thought I was really doing it good. I put it on my transmission jack and got it up in there. And I got it lined up in there actually night before last. And I thought, praise the Lord, I got two bolts in it. I got it. It's perfect. Now then, I'll just go take a good night's rest and tomorrow I'll come put my gasket material around there. And then I'll stick it in there and put the bolts in, and I got it. Well, I come, got my gasket material, put it around there, and started to push it in, and realized I had it out of alignment by one bolt hole. So now I got to take all the bolts out and turn that thing. And so by faith, underneath that truck with that big old heavy thing, I may be overestimating it. I'm guessing it weighs at least 125 to 150 pounds. I know it's heavy. Anyway, praise God. I got it turned. I got it plugged in, and I got all the bolts in it, and then I went to put the little jack shaft that goes between the two rear ends, and I bet you that thing weighs 50 pounds. So I crawled underneath there and laid it on my chest and pushed it up in there. And of course, when I pushed it up in there, it'd been out so long, I didn't realize that it had rusted between the two slide joints and it wouldn't slide apart. So I had to take it back out, soak it with penetrating oil, beat on it by faith until I got it beat up, until I finally got it where it would slide, and then I got it put back in and got it all hooked up by faith last night. I got that thing running. Praise the Lord. Now, what can we do by faith? Did the Lord say it'd be easy? No, He didn't say it'd be easy. If you'd have been under there with me, you'd have found out it wasn't easy, I guarantee. I really wished I would have been 40 years of age instead of 71, I'll tell you for sure. It would have been a lot easier. But praise God, by faith, I can still do it. By faith, I can still do it. And so, as sons of God, we limit ourselves by our confession. Oh gosh, I'm old. I used to do that when I was 40, but I'm 71 now. I can't do that no more. Well, that's right. If your confession is like that, you can't do it no more. But you got to learn to speak what you want from God's Word. Now it says here, I am a slave, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith that we have. Now, Peter was not known to be a man of faith, was he? What did he do that you have never done? Oh, he walked on water. And Jesus said he had little faith. Woo! Now, if Peter walked on the water and he had little faith, then where does that leave the rest of us? Hey, I've walked on water. Haven't you? Of course, it was frozen. I walked on it when it was frozen. I've never walked on it when it wasn't frozen, so that means I don't have the kind of faith Peter does. But Peter had precious faith, didn't he? And the Lord wants you and me to have that same kind of faith. Why can we not walk on water? That's right. We don't believe we can walk on water. You just ask the average Christian, do you believe you can get healed? Well, I sure do hope so. Forget it. You might as well stay at home. That's not faith. It's not going to work. You have to believe with no doubt in your heart. He said, may God bless you with His special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus our Lord better and better. How are you going to come to know Jesus better and better? Oh, you're going to watch movies at night. I know. You're going to watch your favorite soap opera on TV. That's how you're going to learn about Jesus. Is that the way you're going to learn about Jesus? How are you going to learn about Jesus? In the Word, right? You can't, there's no place in the world except the Word of God you can learn about Jesus, right, brother? Amen. That's the only place. So if you really want to know Him and get knowledge about Him, you got to get in His Word. You got to study His Word day and night. You got to meditate on the Word of God. And when you meditate on God's Word and you know what it says, then these promises will work for you. You'll be a man of great faith. You'll have this. In verse 3 and 4. And we know Jesus, as we know Jesus better, His divine power gives us everything we need for living a godly life. Now, look at that one more time. As we know Jesus better, as we read His Word. Now, think of all those years as a young man when I was down in my back, when I had double pneumonia a couple times, when I had colds and flus every year, just a way of life. I mean, I thought everybody had to have this. It seemed like everybody where I went to church, you'd come in the spring or the fall. Well, how you doing? Well, I got the flu. I'm coming down with it. Right. You never heard anybody say nothing like that, have you? Have you been guilty of that yourself? Of course we have. I've done it years for years, not knowing that I was speaking a curse upon myself. Yep. I didn't know God's Word. I didn't know His promises. I didn't know how to make this work for me. But he says here, as we know Jesus better. How do I get to know Jesus better? Read the Word. That's right, brother. Meditate on it day and night. Spend hour after hour after hour reading about Jesus and listening to what He has to say to you, His son or His daughter. He says, His divine power gives us, that surely must be a few things we need. What did He give us? That couldn't be true. That's too good to be true. Isn't it, brother? But it is true, isn't it? Then why are so many of us experiencing so many problems? Either we don't believe or we don't know it. One of the two, right? He has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Everything. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. So what did He withhold from us? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And by that same mighty power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. That John 15:7 that He gave me a while ago. What did I do with John 15:7? What did I do with that a while ago when I put that on the screen, John 15:7? What did I do with that? Raise my granddaughter from the dead with that. Today, that little beautiful girl, she has no scars on her face. She runs and plays and comes over and jumps over in granddaddy's lap, and she's always wanting something. Doesn't that sound just like a normal little 12-year-old girl? Sound just like a little girl. Wrap granddaddy right around her fingers. You know how that is, right? These little girls, especially that one. She is very precious to me. All my grandbabies are precious, but she's special because I've fought a battle for her. I hope I never have to fight for any of the rest of them. I hope I don't have to go there at all. But I had to for Caitlin, and I had to stand. Now, then it didn't work overnight. It took time. And I took these promises.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.